used to be only death and taxes were inevitable, and now they're shipping and handling.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Have you ever been mistaken for someone else? Sometimes people approach me thinking I'm Brad Pitt and want an autograph. I tell them, no, I'm Mr. Bean. Well, I once embarrassed myself by putting my arm around a woman who was wearing the same coat as my wife. The startled lady glared at me, and I withdrew my arm with lightning speed. She laughed, and my wife and her compared jackets. But mistaken identity isn't always a joke. Just ask a Canary Islands zoo employee who was mistaken for a gorilla. The plan was to test the zoo's emergency response should an animal escape. So this poor gentleman suited up in a gorilla costume and went cavorting around the zoo until a trigger-happy veterinarian thought he was the real deal and shot the guy with a tranquilizer gun. Gorilla Man was hit with enough tranquilizer juice to take down a 400-pound beast, so he had a very long nap before waking up in the hospital. Then there's the curious case of Adolf Beck. In 1895, 54-year-old Beck was accused of stealing a woman's jewelry. He denied it, but she soon convinced a police officer to take them both to the Rochester police station. Over the following days, numerous others came forward and identified Beck as the thief who had pilfered their jewelry, picking him out of lineups of 8, 14, and 18 men. Beck was sentenced to 7 years in prison. Released in 1901, he remained a free man until 1904, when another jewelry thief victim accused him of theft, and the nightmare began all over again. Fortunately, the real criminal was caught 10 days into Beck's second imprisonment. The lookalike was a man who called himself John Smith. The two men looked alike, but not so much that they couldn't be told apart. 16 people misidentified Beck as Smith. Beck was freed and given £5,000 for his sufferings. This incident changed British criminal law and is the reason that suspects are not convicted based on eyewitness accounts alone. And then there's Gilberto Araujo. The Guardian reports that a friend approached the Brazilian, wide-eyed, and said, "Hey, did you know you're dead and your family is going to the funeral?" This was news to Gilberto, who was feeling fine. And so it was that he crashed his own funeral. Some screamed, some fainted, some fled, as if a zombie had arrived. But who was in the coffin? Police Inspector Roberto Lima said the confusion was understandable as Araujo and the other man closely resembled each other and both worked as car washers. You know, it's not the first time a dead man crashed a party. After Jesus was crucified and buried, his disciples fled. Listen to John 20. That Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Imagine the shock. Jesus? A ghost? An imposter? Does he have a twin brother we didn't know about? John goes on to say, "As Jesus spoke, he showed them the wounds in his hands and his side. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord." Imagine Jesus risen from the dead, proving he was who he said he was, the King of Kings, God in human flesh, the only one capable of taking our sins away. No one has been misidentified more often than Jesus. They killed him, claiming he was a blasphemer. They said he was a good teacher, a prophet. Don't make that mistake. When Gilberto's mother saw her son, she couldn't stop shaking her head. Like the disciples, she was filled with joy. "I'm very happy," she said, "because what mother has a son that they say is dead, then turns up alive?" I think I know the answer.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.